Okay, continuing now in the Tsuras Os Hey, is where we're up to. Os Hey Tsarech La Sos Lo Lechatchila Takotan Lamala Mitzad Small. So really, Lechatchila, you have to make this tag little crown part on the left side. That's number one in the diagram. Uva'achoreha Yizahi Lechatchila Shetiyeh Merubas Kedalet Velo Agula Kiresh. And then you have to be careful that the roof part of it's square in the back. That's number two. So that makes it look like a dalet, doesn't make it round, looking like a resh. The ein tzarech la'asos la'akev kimo bedalet. You don't have to make the little heel part of it. That'll be letter number three, like you have to do for the dalet. Rak would rather what is shetiyeh os chada. It should be like one sharp. Back part of it, the back of the gag, the roof, the top part of it. And the stroke, that's what we call the kuda, that's in the middle of it, shouldn't be close to the top part of it. That's number four in the picture. Elihei b'nehem chalak. Should be a space there. Kolkach b'chadei she'adam b'inani yakireno heite me'al sefer. That's what we saw earlier in the Mishnah Berurah. The person who's standing about an am away, we saw like it was a person who's beinoni, someone between 25 and 50, and the normal height, or whatever it is, and they look at it and they see that they can tell that there is a space there. You shouldn't make it, super big. Super big, that it's going to look like more thicker than the roof part of it. If it touches even the smallest part, like the thread, a hair, psula, that's going to make it no good. Even though a kid looks at it and realizes that it is a hay, as we saw in Simon Laman Beisif, Yud Ches V'Chafei. Ayin Sham looks there. Okay, the ode, I'm sorry, below, Tia Nakuda Neged. Emtsa Hagag, you should also have a part in the middle part of the top of the roof. El rather, where should it be? Neged sofa bitzad small. It should be at the edge of it on the left hand side. V'im also be'emtsa psula v'tzarech l'taknon. If you did make it in the middle, you're going to have to fix it. You want it at the edge of the letter, not coming down close to the middle. The hain was meaning l'groro l'hamido b'sofa. You have to erase it, scrape it away, and then put it at the end. V'im kosov hatevos. But if you kept writing more letters, then we know you can't go out of order by the sefer by a tefillin. So then, what are you going to do? Right, yigur hagag shehei shavel regel. So then, what you're going to do is you're going to pull back, scrape back part of the top of the roof part of it. Now it's going to equal and end where that regel where the leg goes down. And if you're stuck and you can't even do that in the middle, and again you drew it in the middle, it's in the middle of a word. If you would scrape back the top of the roof of the hay in order to line it up with where you drew the leg down, now it's going to be a space. It's only like two separate letters. In that case, azai yesh lehachshir below tikkun. In this case, we're going to make it kosher without correcting it. Why is that? Ki yesh harbe meachronim. There's a lot of rishonim that say shesovrim shetimunas hey kach. That's how you draw it. Ayin bichdushir rashba. Now, at some point out, this is not actually the rashba. There is a discussion as to who exactly wrote this, but we're going to read it the way it's written. Some say it's maybe Avraham ben Har. Others, okay, whatever it is, whoever said it, it's in the rishonim. Ashabs Kuf Gimel, Chirushi Haritvasham, Varashba, Hanidvas, Mechodash, Almanochos, Daf, Chavtes, Vram, Perakabone, Vichirushi Meiri, Vichirushi Haran, Hanidvas, Mechodash, Ashabas, Perakabone, Shamuchach, Lehedya, Midaitam, Shetumunas, Hahei, Kach. Okay, so according to all these Rishonim, whether it isly actually. That's a discussion. Not going to get into it now. The takeaway from this is there are Rishonim who hold it. It's good. So therefore, if you were scraping it back, it's going to make it look into two separate words, do not do that. And now we're going to explain the nature. What's this? Anakuda means like the stroke. What do you do? Hanakuda tiyeh lechadchila daka lemala v'ova katsas lemata. So it should be like thin on the top part and thicker on the lower part. That's number five. Number five in the picture, ke'en yud, like a yud, v'tihiyeh v'chadchila akuma kitzas lamato. And it should be, slanted a little bit down. That's part six in the picture. Litzad yamin v'lo litzad small. To the right side, not towards the left. Pen tidma latav, because then maybe it's going to start looking like a tav. The orech hanakuda lo yifchos gamke mi orech yud should be longer than a yud. Im orke tzatachton shlo with this little stem that it has coming out there. Li kuva hu afi b'di'evid. This would be ma'akev even on a b'di'evid level. Kedla el we saw b'simin lamed beis if it has vav. Hago ayin sham in mishne brurah. V'tzarech lizar hasoifim. You have to be careful on this because the soifrim they mess up a lot. You could still fix it if a kid would read this letter as a hey. The ain bezeh mishum shlokasir is our problem writing out of order. Dumya demashe hekel. Just like the Prima Gadim says, you could fix a if you wrote it like a long chaf. If you made it square, you could add ink to there. Lahosif dayo alav. Okay, ayin sham. Look there. Prima Gadim. Mesim lamed beis. If cut lamed gimel. Mestapik im tzarich liyos hanakuda besofa shave davka liyerech yamin. At the end, does it have to be the last part of the end? Does it have to be the same height as the end of the right part of it, the right thigh, or maybe it could be more. Or afili im nishlama beemtza hayerech shapir dam. Maybe if it comes down the middle of the part of it, that would be fine, provided that what rak shiyeh rak shiur dehainu kimlo yud kanal. It has to be the size of a yud as we did it. I'm tshuva is binyan oilam simen nun dalid. It would work if a kid's going to read it that way. Ayin lekamen b'din reish she'asahu katzer kivav. You'll look, see what we wrote later on. If you wrote a reish with a short little roof, so it looks more like a vav, and it doesn't extend too much on the top. Okay, speaking of vav, let's go to the next one. Tzuras oz vav. Oz vav tzarech liyos rosha katzar velo yoser. So the top part of the vav should be short. It should be more the thickness of the quill, the pen. That's like number one in our vav picture. Why do you have to do this? Kidei shlo tidmek leish. It's not going to look like a reish. Right? We just said in the previous bit. Hey, v'rag lo orech ke oivi shnei kumus, and its leg should be the thickness of two. That's number two in the picture. Kidei. So it shouldn't look like a yud. You shouldn't make it, longer than necessary. It's going to look like a final nun. This is also why you want to have it the head part of the vav should be a little bit rounded on the right hand side. If you look where number three is on the picture, that way it's not going to look like a zayin. Af b'shirosha zayin oivir mishnei tzadin. Even though the zayin really goes over on both sides, and it's not exactly the same, nevertheless, Mikol Malkum would still be concerned. Yesh lechosh, we should be worried and bothered, perhaps. Shematinog de lo chakim velo tipesh yikra en a zayin v'tiposo. Maybe this kid's going to call it a zayin that's going to make it a problem. Okay. Ufaneha yiyeh shove velo ba'alachson. So the top front part of the head, I'm looking at number four in the picture, it should be straight. It should not be slanted. V'rag letiyeh poshut tachteha b'shove. And the leg underneath it should go straight underneath under the gag, under the top part of it. Lo shavur be'emso, not broken in the middle of it. If you look, that's number five in the picture. Gam toiv shavyo tismait v'holich ma'at ma'at ad shi'iteh chada lamaten. It should slowly kind of get less and less thick, so it comes to a sharp point at the bottom. Im regel havav katzar, if you have a short leg on the vav, im ein bo rak kimlo yud, it's only the size of a yud, pasul, it's no good. Im ma'at yoser tzarech leharois latinuk. Now, if it's a little bit long, now it's when you call in the kid, have him take a look at it. Huadin im roish havav. The same thing would apply if the top part looks it's a little wide on top, looks like a reish. Call him the kid, let him see what does he say. In cost of dalib makom vav, if you write a dal in place you're supposed to write a vav, tsarich ligur kol hagag, you have to take off the entire top part of it. You might even have to scrape away the whole thigh, the side part of it. Why is that? That's like a dal is written when it's supposed to race. You have to race the whole thing over there. Kenab simin amen beis sif yud ches. Okay. Whew. All right. Now we get to Tsuras Os Zayin. What's that supposed to be? What's the correct way? What's the correct way to make the Zayin? Os Zayin Sarech Lizayah Shlotiyah Ragla Arucha. So the first thing you have to make sure that the leg of it is not too long. Look at number one. Shelo Yizdame Lenun Pshuto Batipasal Aide Kriyasatinuk. So it shouldn't look like a long nun, and then a kid is going to look at this and he's going to read it the wrong way and it's going to make it pasal. Alkein, therefore, lo yehe ragla orech yoise mishne kumusin. Therefore, the leg should not be longer than the thickness of the two quills. If you look, that's the head, the top part of it, that's up to rosha tzarech lios over mishne tzadim. It has to go over the two parts of it. Shlotid me levav, which we saw just earlier, it can't look like a letter vav. The yeah, meruba has to be squared out. The shlosha tagin al roshan. You have to have the three tagin on the top part. That's number four in the picture. The ragla tiye poshu tachteha. And the part goes straight down. The leg goes straight down underneath it. Lo shvur shouldn't be broken. Yesha oisim hakav hatachdon dak biyitzia. Some soifrim, they make it very thin, the part where it comes out from the thing, and then it gets thicker and thicker. The holich misabe ad chetzian, until they get to about halfway down. Umechta choizer mismayed ad shete chadal lamat. And then and when it gets halfway point, it goes down, and it becomes thinner until it gets like a sharp point at the bottom. That's picture, what's that? That's six in the diagram. Im nis katra haregel mizayin. If the leg was a little bit shorter than you usually normally make it for Zion, so in that case, Dina Kimoshin is called Osvav. Same thing we just said about the Osvav. If Tezayin, Bahagov, Im Shaaf, Ve'af, Hapri, Shahapri, Magodim, Metzadi, Lahakel, Bezeh, Didai, Im Nishar, Meharegel, Kimlo, Os Yud. He's making on it, says it was just a little bit, that's like the last of a Lud, that's going to be fine. Adere Chaim, Behilchos, Kriyasatora, Vashar Ephraim, and you have the other Der Chaim and the Shai Ephraim that they on their commentaries here Shulchan Aruch. The Chol Shekain, how much more so? Im Hera Latino Delo Vilo Karo Lazayin. You show it to a kid; he doesn't call it a Zayin. Bevada Ein Lahakibazeh. Assuming we should not be lenient in this case. Muchach Mimash Shakosu Beis Yosef Baalav Beis Hasheni Baos Vav. But the Beis Yosef writing the second description by the Vav. I chum go look there. Nira da filu tikun lo mahani bezeb. It's filim zuzus mishum shlokasidun. You can't even go back and fix it now because it would come out that limafreya, you wrote it out of order. I'm simin lamed beiz sif chafe. Okay. Let's do one more. We'll do the os ches. Os ches tie shte ragleha kitmunas shne zainin. So the two parts of it. The two legs should look like two zions. Okay, that's number one in the picture. Zion should be tzad yamin. The zion on the right hand side. Nachon lasos keren rosho agol betzad yamin. So the crown you should make like a little rounded part on the top of it. There should be the space of the thickness of the quill should be the distance between them. Like that's number three. That's like a little crown part or hump, like a roof, whatever you want to translate that as. That's number four in the picture. Who came in gag gavoa, okay. Makel who came in tag gadol. Yaselo berosh regel has small velo beemtza. So then you make like a little large crown part of it on the top of the left. You make it not on the middle. So if you look, that is number five in the picture. But tzarech lizar shlo yarech begag aches. You shouldn't. You have to be careful that you don't make the roof part of it very long. Meim herech posel. If you do make it long, it's going to be posel. Ve'ein latikun b'tefillin mezuzus mishum shlo kesidrin. Now you can't go back and fix it because it's going to be written out of order. B'med v'amor. When do we say this? Sh'asa shnei zaynin v'gag rochav dezel lo havi kemin chatoteris. Shehu Meshupa. When do we say this thing? When you're writing it and it looks like, it doesn't have the character of like something that looks like this hump over there because it's slanted, so to speak. That's what's the problem. Aval, but im osa ches kedas Rashi. If you make the ches according to Rashi's, what is that? The hainu. This means ches pshuta veloch toteres shal gaga. You'd make it with a simple ches without this like roof hump part in the middle of it. In that case, now you have a little bit of you have grounds to save this. Afila im herich harbe. If you make it much longer, kosher b'di'evad afa pi she'enei merubas. It's still going to be good, even though it's not squared. Im osa ches betimunas shnei vavin okedalas vav okedalas zayin v'chatotos al gabam kosher b'di'evid. So if you make the ches, it would look like a combination of two vavs, or a combination of a dalad and a vav, or a dalad and a zayin, and you made this little like again that this hump, this crown part over, and you join it together. So then b'di'evid, that's going to be good. What's the reason for that? Why in all these cases that is technically a kosher ches? Shahari, because lo nishtana litzuras. Os acher aydeze. It doesn't make it look like a different letter through this. It kept the tzura of the letter ches. So you're good to go. Umikomakum. Nevertheless, im esh l'sakin ligur yisroin ha'ois v'chatoteres yishayir b'mikomam givon b'ches shetunoso yeh kedalad zayin v'chateres shelo nases be'emtza hadalad v'lo sofo yigur min hadalad mikitzoson ad sheteaseh kimo zayin. So if you could fix this by scraping it off, you had the ches again with the dalad and the zayin. You made the little part in the middle of it. So then if you could scrape off a little bit of the roof part of the dalid, make it look like a Zion, then that would be good. Aval im ove omed besofa. But if the hum part was at the end of the letter, yechalek ha'ois kishigur min hadalid, it's going to split the letter in half. Now when you're scraping it away. So that's going to be a problem because it's going to come out to be out of order because, again, as we said, breaking up the letters. Al kain, therefore, yesh lehachshe belo tikun. Therefore, in this case, we could say it's good. You don't have to do anything to fix it. Sefer Torah. But now, in a Sefer Torah, which we've said so many times, you can write the letters out of order, which they are. You go to Kasivas Osios, they're writing letters all sorts, all over the place. You write them out of order. Not a problem. So in this case, it's a Sefer Torah, not Tefillin, not Mezuzah. If you'd have this thing where you have the letters that are like a combination of the dal and the zayin, you have two vavs. Well, in this case, you're not going to take out a new sefer Torah when you see this. On a weekday, on a weekday, fix it right there until it looks like the correct picture, form, I should say, of what a ches is supposed to. The sofer has to be very careful. So you have to be very careful of this because this has a source in the Gemara about this. Makel levad, ochatotos levad, kosher. If you would make, just like a straight part of it, or you do this like we're calling like the hump alone without adding that part on it, that's fine. Vagoin or bikiva eger, mesi bichadusha dafilu nechser lahaches, achatotros, gamma makel, shahayaches pshuta, kechesin, shalanu, kosher bidiyevin. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if you'd be lacking that part of it, you just make a regular, straightforward, like a ches, like, the type of a way we write it elsewhere, that is going to be good bidiyevin after the fact. Rakim esher lesakin bekal lasa isla makel. Yase. But if you could make this little staff part coming out of it, then you should. The havik lechil is the best way to doing it. Im nisat yerech aches v'lo nishar bo ra kimelo yud. Now, what's the din if the part of it got cut off the bottom? Now all you have is a little bit of the length of a yud. That's going to be okay. Dai bekach bein yerech hayimini o hasmoli. Makes no difference whether it happened on the right side, the thigh going down, or the left part going down. Let's quote the Prima Gadol Psichah b'mashakosav yireli dehu hadin l'shar osios. It seems to be true for the other letters as well. Umadinoka Prima Gadol sham yerech hayimini. I the Prima Gadol mentioned to the right side. Mishum acharine. Okay, so just in the context, that's what he's talking about because the other osios he's discussing over there, then that case would only be dafka to the right. But don't think that plays here on the chesis. That's what he's pointing out here. Mishnah Sofrim, that it would work for both sides. I'm Sof Os Tav, Mash Kasav Nisham. Look at what we wrote at the end of the letter Tav. Im Chachototros. Sha'al haches lo haya dovak leches. If the tarp part of them is not connected, ach lo haya nika lehedya lahafrod. It's not really so obvious that the fact that they've been separated. Motu l'sakno afil b'tefil mezuzos ve'ein b'zeh mishum shlo kesidron. You can go and fix it. Sakir palm writing out of order. Nilman. Okay, fine. Aval im ha'nika lehedya, but if it's totally obvious that it's disconnected, in that case, nizbatam yemena shem ha'os, it's no longer called by the letter, but it's not called the ches anymore, it lost its form. The im nifrad rak mitzad echad, if it's separate on one side, mechatototes, meches, from one side of this, then efshar, it's possible to say, the yesh lehakil, we could be lead in this case, lesakin afila nika lehedya, even if it's totally noticeable, ayin the bir halacha, and you look to see what he writes in the bir halacha. Okay, a little bit longer today, but we got through up to the letter test. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick that up with tomorrow's shiur.